Hello and welcome to Keep Hope Alive podcast. We are on season 16. I'm so excited. We have a great list of new upcoming guest speakers, and I'm so excited. But today we got the one and only Kristen Owens. Welcome to Keep Hope Alive. I'm so happy to have you on our show. She is a natural health practitioner and holistic nutritionist, and she's been in the industry for like over three decades, which is a long time. So we're going to be diving into her journey in just a little bit. But before we get started, I got to ask you a random off question. How many weddings have you been to, let's say, the last 15 years?
I'm going to say one.
One. Okay. Now, usually if you are a guest at a wedding and you're walking into the church, they have something for the guest to sign. What is that one thing they ask you to sign?
The guest book.
The guest book. Yes. Perfect. So with our sponsor, they're called lifeonrecord.com. So instead of having that guest book, what they do is have a vintage rotary phone in its place. And right next to it, they have a poster board with a QR code that you can scan. So the purpose of this phone is your guest can go in there, pick up the phone, and leave you a message. Congratulations on your wedding. Or maybe it's a groom's. It's about time you finally put a ring on her finger. You know, so you're collecting all these voices, and it's just amazing. So with the QR code for, if you don't want to wait in line, the guests can take out their own cell phone and scan that code, and they can leave a message either before or after the wedding. So the bride and groom will be able to keep the phone number. Unfortunately, they got to turn back the cool phone, but they get to keep the phone number for 1 year. And it's just amazing. So they will take all these messages and burn them onto either a 12-inch vinyl record with the cover, and it's like it will have their name and a picture of them and stuff. It's really cute. Or you get a keepsake little speaker box to hear it. So maybe it's a year anniversary and you're sitting back and listening to all of them. It just makes for a good time either way. Their plans start at $99, and you can find out more information about Life on Record at www.lifeonrecord.com. All right, well, let's get started, Kristen. Who is Kristen? Take us on your journey.
Yeah, gosh, it's a long journey. So I will try to keep it in a nutshell, because there's, you know, when it's 30 years, it becomes, there's a lot of stories in 30 years. And I started out when I was 20 years old. I started out in the fitness industry, and health and wellness was really the only thing that I loved. And so I fast forward to when I was 23 years old, I ended up going to the doctor because I was extremely tired. I had all the symptoms, right, that would only take you to a doctor, because if you're not feeling good, where do people typically go? And what happened was, I actually went into the doctor, and I basically told her what was going on, and she told me to drink orange juice. And I thought, at the time, I thought, okay, well, that orange juice, like, you're not going to do tests. Like, I can barely, I was managing a corporate wellness facility at McDonald's head office. And I was running a Pilates business in the Toronto area, because that's where I'm from. And I was working a lot, but I was 23. I was young, right? And of course, you have lots of energy. And I think what I really want people to understand is that these are symptoms. Your body's always talking to you. My body was talking to me with the symptoms that I dealt with that may or may not take someone to the doctor, but you need to listen to those, because that's your body speaking to you to help to rebalance it. So left the doctor's office, and this is what I said. I guess I'm going to take my health into my own hands, because I didn't get any results from where I went. And that's what happened, Nadine, is when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I went and taught a Pilates class. I don't know, maybe it was a week later or that same week. I'm not quite sure. It was so long ago. And I met a client. I had never spoken to her like I did that night in the parking lot. And she hit every pain point that I was experiencing. And I basically, that started my journey on natural health. and learning how my body works, how God designed our bodies to be, to heal, and really look at, you know, how I can incorporate whole health, spirit, soul, and body. And I had my first child 21 years ago, almost 21 and a half years ago. And that's what got me into going to holistic nutrition school. I spoke at various, and this is so fast forwarding a lot. I've done all the trainings. I was one of those people that just love to learn. And I still do. I believe that if we're on this planet, we need to keep learning, because if you're not growing, you're dying. And so fast forward to now, in the past year and a half, what that's transpired into is the same thing. However, what I've seen with not just women, men too, but I tend to attract a lot of women, is a lot of the reasons why we're not getting the results that we want in our life is because of our confidence or lack thereof, but also because of what's going on up here. So our thoughts and our words actually will create things. And so my journey has really been, you know, from that first journey when I was in my early 20s, is really overcoming the sabotages that I created in my own life, which will help when you do that, will help prove your relationships, will help prove your health, will help prove how you see yourself, how you show up in the world. It will improve your finances, your business, everything. So that's where I'm at today, is really taking people on this journey of renewing their mind, taking every thought captive so that they can really steward their body well.
See, you can help me right now and we'll show it to the world. So, I, you know, a lot of people know that I've been in and out of the hospital recently, and I had to take, I call it a major break from the podcast. I had to, like, I think it's been like 4 or 5 weeks. I just could not take it. I had to get a revision on a gastric bypass out of three doctors seeing me and talking to another hospital of what to do with me. I had something babies get too. It's called incocution or something. It telescopes into the intestines. So they were looking at that. One doctor told me, well, I don't think your bypass was done right back many years ago. So we need to get in there and get that fixed. But what the CAT scan never picked up when they were in there, they did the endoscopy CAT scan. I found out that I had, I believe they said, a large bowel obstruction too. And they were like, well, we just tied you up. I was like, well, wait a minute. So I've been in recovery for about 2 weeks now, but having the same exact pains when I went in to say, hey, something's not right. Now, that's what's so confusing to me. And I do listen to all my guests and I sit back. Is it all in my mind? And I go, but my body is screaming help. And that's where I get caught. You know, I'm just like, uh-oh, I can't sit up. It feels like a knife has slipped me open in the right. And then, you know, the pain shaft in my left side, I've actually had a couple kidney stones pass this week too. So there's a lot of stuff that I was going through that's painful. And they're like, well, we're going to come and check on it. And then I've just been getting a run around with a CAT scan. The last CAT scan showed nothing, but that gets confusing even to me, because it's like, well, I want another one because there's something still not right. Like, but I don't want to pay $500 out of pocket. I just don't. One of the things I read that I wish I never read on Google is that you can have that emergency surgery, but it can still come back. And I was like, uh-oh. And then, or it's tissue healing and scarring in your body that's actually covering the intestines. So I was like, because I can feel a lump in my body, I was like, uh-oh, is that what's happening there and why I'm hurting so bad? But they just told me to go to another ER if I think there's pain. So talking about the doctors, talking about, I love my guests that come on. Maybe it's, you know, I'm trying what they say. Is there stuff hurting me? Let me work on that too. Try to take it out, because what stresses we go through in life hurts our health too. However, working on myself, yeah, there's still pain. I still feel the pain. So I was like, if you have questions, you can use me as a target today. I'd be happy to show what you can do. Also, I mean, I've been through the ringer, and hopefully my doctor will watch this episode. So, but I mean, it's one thing. I think being heard is very important, you know, when with the medical practices and stuff, but there is a difference. It's not like the patient saying, hey, there's a problem. No, it's not like that. It's our body telling us, hey, red flags, there's something really wrong. And then the symptoms, I'm not going to go into the other symptoms, but they are right on cue with what I was reading, that there is something wrong. And I'm just like, okay, let's just put it in prayer every single day. Put it in prayer. Let me have another day. Let me just figure this out. I need to buy time. Maybe if I get back in the swing of things of doing the podcast, it's important, you know. Let's try to shift the change. And I'm trying my best, I'm telling you. But definitely when you were coming to talk today, I was like, this is going to be an exciting interview, but I'm going to be quiet now, but and hear the rest of your story.
Yeah. So I do want to say, actually, I believe certain things come up when I come onto podcasts or speaking at events or whatever it is, that certain things come up because they need to be talked about, not just for you, but those listening. And those listening in podcast land forever and ever, because this lives on forever. But I do want to emphasize that, and those of you, Nadine, but also those listening, your body has the ability to heal itself. And the thing is that the medical establishment, they're not taught that. So it's not their fault. They're not taught that. They're taught completely different, right? But I'm sharing with people that our bodies were created to heal, and our and so when there's pain in the body, that's the body speaking to us. And, you know, in these situations, there can be a number of situations. I do want to say that it's really important to listen and not to ignore it. So even if you're told, no, everything, the tests are fine. Whenever anything gets to the test level or blood test that and things are showing up, it's been there a really long time. If the test doesn't show up there, it's not only, those are the only tests that are out there. This is why in the natural health world or the integrative health world, there's a lot of tests that medical doesn't do, because that's not what they're taught. But there's a lot of tests that you can do on this side to find out so many things that is going on in your body. So, you know, the first thing that I always do in our home and also working with people is going back to the gut. You know, all health and all disease, this is what Dr. Bernard Jensen said, all health and all disease begin in our gut. So if you're tired, I work with a lot of women that are tired. They're typically a lot of women that are like high achieving women, grown businesses in the corporate world, they're tired. It goes back to the gut. What's going on in the gut, right? If you want to feel good, we got to go back to the gut. If you want to heal something in your body, got to go back to the gut. Liver is part of the gut. There's a number of organs that make up our digestive system. So, you know, just because you're in a situation that you're in, your body can still heal, but we have to look at, okay, well, what is it that is contributing to feeling the way that you're feeling? What needs to be added in? And I would even say what needs to be cleansed or removed, right? Like there's certain foods that are contributing to weakness in our body. There's stressors. There's we need sunlight for healing. The sun doesn't actually, you know, there's been a lot of bad rap on the sun and what the sun can do to you. But do you know what? The sun was actually created, yes, for light, but to heal us. There's energy in the sun. When you go out in the sun and you walk out in the sun, like my daughter wasn't feeling good yesterday, I'm like, okay, let's get outside. Let's get out in the sun. You will feel, because our bodies are electric. And when we have the sun and then we're walking, you're in Texas.
Uh-oh.
Outside today in the sun. and walk on the grass. Did I freeze? Can you hear me? There we go.
Yes, I can
walk
hear
on
you
the
now.
Grass yeah. with bare feet.
I did that.
Okay, so just walk on the grass. Just walk on the grass, breathe deeply, just take the sun in and just have gratitude in your heart. All of that makes a difference. Even, and I don't want to say more so than what we eat because our food is healing or not. However, we're also focused on moving our body. Yes, you need to move your body, but exercising, more hardcore exercise. Okay, and now eating. Yes, that's all important. But what about these small things that most people are not doing them? And that they don't cost anything, and they will change the frequency of your body, right? So, yeah. So you know, when I talk about my story really revolves around, you know, what was going on up here, that me being the strongholds in my mind and me being those limiting beliefs actually stopping me. Do you know, Nadine, that what you're thinking about how you're healing or not healing will actually make you heal quicker? It's all neuroscience. It's all what's going on neurologically. So it's so important. And I would say for you, since we're talking about this with you,
yeah,
but definitely it doesn't exclude anyone that's listening, because this is true for them too, is with your healing, it starts with you every day getting up and just being grateful for another day, but also is speaking out. So seeing your body as healthy. So I would invite you to consider, how does it feel when your body is healthy the way you want to feel? What does that look like? What are the things you're doing? How does it feel in your body? Because right now, what you're feeling in your body, it will keep us in this, I don't know if we want to call it a bubble, this bubble that we just, we know what we feel. And you think that, you keep thinking, oh, I'm feeling this. And it keeps you in this cycle. And you have this stronghold in your brain that keeps you going down that same path. Whereas now the work comes in, where the real work comes in is journaling out every day how amazing you feel. Even though that's not true right now, your brain will believe what you tell it and it wants to keep you safe. So you got to tell it what you want. Day, right. And us women are warriors, right? We just get it done. So I would really encourage you, Nadine, and those of you listening, is start speaking what you're seeking. Start thinking about how your life feels in your business, relationships, whatever you're dealing with right now, that's not changing. Finances, that's a huge one, especially now with the economy, the way it is. Right. So I would really invite you to start shifting that side, and it will start to change things. It really will. You just can't give up.
And oh, you can't I will. Stop. When I went to church this Sunday, it was like talking about, you know, your purpose of life and in God's calling. If you got it, you know, are you actually working on it? But, you know, like Keep Hope Alive is God's calling. It is my purpose and I love doing it. And I was just sitting there, but I was like, I feel so bad because I had to cancel so many guests, unfortunately, due to health. And I was like, but it's time. Yes, I'm still hurting, but I can sit here in a chair and my mouth still moves and I can talk and I can think. So, you know, it's like, I'm going to get through this. But even like finding myself all over again, I was like, okay, I need to find a job or do something differently to get me more out there and stuff. So I got to keep it hush hush, but I'm working on something big. So I just got to pray about it and hopefully it will come true and just kind of follow those footsteps. But taking the initiative to change is very important. As you mentioned earlier, the sun. Oh my gosh. Yes. I will take myself. We have this park out here in Allen and it's called Bethany Lakes and I love turtles. So I went outside to get sunshine with my son and saw the turtles and I'm like, oh, I feel better. I can breathe and just looking at nature. It feels so good to me. And I have done, usually on Earth Day, I'll do it. I'll take my shoes off and walk barefoot in the grass. I remember as a kid going outside to play sports, no fear. Like I was barefoot playing soccer. I didn't care if I stepped in fire ants. That's fine. It happened. You know, I'll just have to wait until my foot heals. Or in Texas, we had those little tiny spur stickers. I remember they would get lodged in my foot. And it was so funny because as an adult, if that happens, it's like, and get rid of it. But as a kid, you're like, like, what is this? So our body takes things differently, and looking at that, the neuroscience of how we sit there. And I try not to let my brain just be, this is my whole day. I'm going to worry about my health. I do not try to do that. As far as what I was told yesterday and knowing, like I grew up with epilepsy and I had 6 back-to-back seizures the other day. There were just one, it would stop. The next one would come. I'm like, what happened here? Why is this happening? So I was just like, the last time that happened, I didn't know I was diabetic. And those were considered diabetic seizures to let them know my sugars were off. So to me, it's like, okay, we got to find some of these underlying problems at the same time with the kidney stones. I got told that the pouch was not made the right size. So when I eat like a dinner or something, I'll have like 3 bites, I'm done. And then I can't hold it. I get really sick and I have to take nausea medicine. So, but that's no way of living, I don't think. I don't want to be like that the rest of my life. So it's these things. I'm taking a time out because I don't want to, I'm going to use the word, I'm not a Karen. I don't want to come across as a Karen. It's just, you know, finding what can really help, you know, and get me to a better point. Because as you, if you were getting the gastric sleeve or the gastric bypass, the doctors coach you, this is what your mindset is. This is how you eat. Then you go into protein shakes and this. But when it's years later and it becomes an emergency surgery, you're not getting taught to do that right after. Like, it's like, no, you got to go back to your ways. And I was like, I need a refresher course, you know, and which I really did. I kept the water coming down, but still getting dehydrated. And I was like, you know, it's just like different things. They said protein shakes financially. I'm not there. They're expensive. So I'm like, okay, let me just eat a little bit of rice. I'm bringing fruit into my diet now. Like, what is it going to take to for me to feel full again and be able to process that? But yeah, so definitely. And I know you were talking about podcast. You have your own podcast too. So what do you talk about or teach on your podcast?
So that is something that God told me to do. And it just, January is when it was released, and it's called Health, Healing, and Holiness. And because of my experience in the last year and a half with burnout, and the burnout was not because I was doing too much physically. It was because of what was going on up here. And the thing is that a lot of people nowadays, the majority of the population, at least who I see, North America, it's go, 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 go. And so God was calling me to rest. That doesn't mean not do anything, but it was, you know, rest and know that I am God. And so it was, anyways, I wasn't doing that very well. And I ended up reaching a milestone in my business, like a dream milestone, and with a company I was partnered with. And then what happened was after that, it just kind of collapsed like internally. And so basically God called me to really rest. I didn't do anything in my business for like almost a year. And he told me to start that podcast because the health industry, we need everybody. But for me personally, what he's called me to do is get women, especially men too, but women especially, get back to the place of rest, prioritizing whole health, spirit, soul, and body over hustle. Because I was in the hustle race, like a lot of people are, and that will take you away from your relationship with the Lord. And that will get you up here more so than anywhere else. You will start doing things because of, you know, perfectionism, people pleasing, you know, you start living into comparison and, you know, I got to do more. And as opposed to finding our identity in who God says we are. So that's kind of been the journey that I've been on. And that's where that podcast was born. So when we talk about health, it's about whole health. And it's not just about the food that you're eating. I can talk a lot about that. I have been for years, but it really is our identity, our authority, and taking your thoughts captive and renewing your mind.
I love that.
So we talk all about that
good
stuff.
Yeah, keeping your thoughts captive. That's really cool. I love that saying because it really is when you're coming down to all of that and everything. So you've been doing this, like you said, over 3 decades, and you love to be educated and still learn. That's a plus. You know, I find myself as a photographer right now, there's so much more I want to do. There's so much more I want to learn. But, you know, I give myself kudos for the things I have accomplished and keep that journaled in my head. I got this. This is what I've done in the past. I've had like 2 or 3 phone calls, and actually I put my camera down for a while and said, I'm not going to do any more photo shoots, but being asked to do senior pictures again, I was like, I got this. That's easy. But I also taking a break from weddings. I was like, no, I want to get back into weddings. You know, I had fun enjoying them and everything. I've been sent to different cities throughout Texas. Also been sent through different states to do photo shoots. So, and that's always been a fun journey for me. And I just absolutely loved it. So I think we're about midway. I want to really quickly ask you a question because we're talking about some phrases in life. Have you ever seen these bracelets before? They're called snap bands, and usually Facebook has them. That's where I first saw snap bands. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Now, the top one I have is hope, and the second one is faith, the word mantra faith. Now, they never had that as a mantra word before, but they did it for Keep Hope Alive. So there's a promo code. If you ever wanted to get a bracelet with the word faith, you have to use hope or K-H-A, keep hope alive, to get this bracelet. So definitely they would know. But really quickly, as I said, I'm drinking water. I'm drinking root beer because I had a craving now. So really quick, this world is a stressful place for everyone with work, school, relationships, health issues, finances, the nightly news. There's anxiety every day. So negative thoughts can keep popping into our head over and over again. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of anybody loving me. Bad things are always happening to me. If you ever have these types of thoughts, you're not alone. More than 40 million Americans are diagnosed with anxiety disorder. Anxieties, worries, and fears can stop you from finding inner peace and achieving your true potential. You deserve to live your best life. Finally, there's an amazing new bracelet called Snap Bands that was invented to help you reduce your anxiety, control OCD, calm stress, and I'm going to say it helps with PTSD also. Snap Bands are a cognitive behavioral therapy tool based on proven brain neuroscience, and the way Snap Bands works is amazing. So Snap Bands bracelets look like a stylish piece of jewelry on your wrist, but its unique design actually hides an elastic band that sits right on your inner wrist with a pressure point to your brain's nervous system. When you give that elastic a light tug, you'll feel a gentle, soft vibration on your inner wrist. A gentle physical sensation is all you need to reduce your anxiety, and here's why. Did you know that the human brain can only deal with one emergency at a time? Well, whenever you feel an unwanted negative thought in your head and you gently snap the elastic on your inner wrist, it forces your brain to focus on the gentle physical sensation you feel, which instantly disrupts an unwanted negative thought from your brain. This gives you the freedom to reset your mind with a positive mental focus. The mantra word on your Snap Bands bracelet helps you focus and reset. Now, there are 7, but we just learned there's 8 different mantra words that you can choose from for your bracelet. They have believe, blessing, dream, fearless, hope, love, peace, and now faith. Just choose the mantra that resonates most powerfully with you. And after you snap, you use your mantra word to immediately reset your positive mental focus with a mantra expression like, I believe in myself. I am a blessing. I am fearless. I will always have hope. So we know there is a terrible stigma in America's world that is associated with mental health. The best part of snap bands is that you can calm your anxiety anytime without drawing any attention, and it's stigma-free. They are made out of vegan leather, and they come in many different colors. I call the business casual, the white, the gray, the tan, the black. And then you have fun colors like pink, greens, blues, and reds and stuff like that. So when you go onto their website at www.snapbands.com, and it is spelled a little different. It's snapbands.com. What will happen if you choose to get a bracelet? They donate a portion of every sale to a leading mental health organization. So you're helping out in that. And if you want the faith one, the promo code once again is HOPE or KHA, Keep Hope Alive. You can try either one and it will go through. So I will tell you, I've had mine on for about 2 to 3 months now. I love them. I can get them wet too, take showers with them and everything. Vegan leather holds up really, really good. So I want you to check them out. Thank you, Snap Bands. So, but other than that, Kristen, let's get back to you really quick and everything. So I was thinking also, I mean, being in the wellness industry, you're hearing stories from everybody out there, you know. I'm sure there's people like me who will come at you and go, but I still feel the pain. I'm trying what you're saying, this and that, you know, but it does make it a little bit challenging. Now, fibromyalgia, when you first started talking, I remember when I was younger, after I had my daughter, I was always tired, but also had an illness called Crohn's disease. And the two of them, they wiped me out. And before all this podcast and talking to specialists, I mean, I started last April. I've learned a lot about the universe and self-care and how our bodies are and react to everything. So doing all these interviews, it's like a big clumpster. You know, we can take care of our own bodies. We got this. Our body, if it is wanting to heal on its own, I wish it'd be like, okay, you know, hurry up. I have a timeline, you know, it makes it hard. I just, you know, for me, I started a new job too, even though I had medical stuff, I know I need more recovery. So I think it was unfair to even stay there a little bit longer. And I said, God, I need to make a right decision. I'm not going to keep them on hold, but like, I'm going to work on me, get the rest that's needed. If my body wants to shut down and take another nap, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it its rest, because whatever happened with the tying of the intestines, I know it was a major surgery. I try not to outdo myself. And, you know, I find it funny. My daughter's like, oh, I stuck all this laundry. How's the blankets coming? And I was like, uh-oh, I never put them in the washer. So I was like, oh my gosh. But my thing is, I don't like carrying heavy things right now because I just want the body to heal. But do you recommend to your clients, you know, for them to like go to GNCs and pick up herbal vitamins and stuff like that? Is there stuff that you recommend, or is just all within ourselves?
So good question. And there is, I don't believe in, for good reason, I'm not a believer in synthetic vitamins and minerals. I also am not, because our body doesn't recognize them as, it doesn't know what to do with them, because it's made in a laboratory. It's not made from the earth. So we can't get all we need from our food, because our soil is depleted. We've chemicals. There's so much that nowadays, like, you would have to eat, I don't know, 50 peaches to get what you needed 50 years ago in one peach. Okay. So I typically, when I put people on supplementation, it is more herbal based. It is more food based. I don't typically send people to health food stores because most people don't know what they're getting anyways, because people aren't taught. Definitely not the drugstore or in the States, CVS, definitely not. So we just have to be very wise, because we don't want to use supplementation like we use medication. And that's the thing, is a lot of people use supplementation and they just throw supplements at their body thinking that that's what's going to heal them. And that's not what we need to do. We need to get back to the basics. We need to focus on, you know, gut healing. You know, for example, bone broth, you know, L-glutamine actually helps to seal our gut lining. Most people's gut linings, it's supposed to be like this. Mm-hmm. See how there's no hole? But what happens is, over time, and because of stress, because of food sensitivities that most people don't even know they have, like foods that you're eating every single day, like oats, for example, if you're eating oats or almond milk or almonds every day, every day, every day, guaranteed your body will develop a sensitivity, because we're meant to change up our foods on a regular basis. So what happens over time, for various reasons, is our gut starts to become what they call leaky. And so we need to heal those leaks. And L-glutamine, which is actually in bone broth versus taking a synthetic powder, which you can, I feel that I'd rather people use bone broth, like something that's real, right? That's actually considered food. So to answer your question, no, I don't typically send people. I have products that I use for people. I use functional mushrooms. I'm looking at how is it going to respond in the body and how is this going to help our body heal? Because nothing heals the body. The body heals itself. We have to give the body what it needs so that it can heal. But before that, we need to clean up, just like the Bible says, that that we can't put new wine into old wineskins. It's the same with our body. If we're putting all this good stuff in, but we're not cleaning it out, you know, we have like at least 25 pounds of feces. You know, when, I don't know if you know this or not, but when Elvis died, he had 25 pounds of feces cemented on his colon, because over the years, it cements onto our colon. So it's not just doing one colon cleanse and then you're good to go. We gotta work on pulling it away, right? Pulling all of that years of toxic buildup away.
Yeah.
And it's not just in the colon, it's in around the body. But so the healing is gonna come from what's going on up here, getting outside and getting back to the basics and really helping to clean out the body. Because when we clean out the body and then and put the good stuff in, the body absorbs it better, right? You see the change in your eyes, the whites of your eyes become whiter, your skin becomes more glowy, you have more natural energy. I'm going to be 50 at the end of this year, even as you get into your 50s and beyond. So,
I hit 46 and you know, the one thing, I love the sun, and my dermatologist, I have a condition called melasma. Well, thank God it's all covered. And it's from the sun. It will make your face brown. But he's like, Nadine, I don't want you in the sun. If you go in the sun, you need to have one of those big hats. But I'm usually doing pictures out there and I can't wear the big hat. And I love the sun. It's my healer, my vitamins. I take it. I was like, I'm really at the point. I just don't care. I want to have the sun. Now, when I go to watch my son play football, it's an all day event. Of course, the sun is going to be hitting me. I will bring a hat, but I try to take care of myself, you know, at the same time. But, you know, as I think the summers here in Texas, when it's like feeling like 110 or 115, you're like, okay, bring on the colder weather. And as soon as it gets cold, we're like, bring on the heat. You know, we're so confused here in Texas. Our body wants different things. So I know during the winter, sometimes I'm a baby and I was like, I have to sit in the car. I got to watch from the car. I'm sorry. I just can't do this. I don't want the breeze hitting me. And, you know, lately, what did I do? I took a shower before I went and my hair was wet and just the breeze. And I said, I'm going to just be in here watching from here. So, but definitely, it's always important to get that as a healing medicine too. I want to make sure I covered everything. How are we doing on time? We've got a little bit more time. So with the podcast, and you said you don't have any books. So is there anything in the future thinking about writing a book or?
Yeah. It's been on my list for a long time, but I'm just going to let the Lord lead as to when that is, because I feel like even though I've been an entrepreneur for many years, is I'm starting over. Like, I really feel like I'm starting over. And so I don't just do anything and just put anything out there. I really go with the leading of what Holy Spirit wants me to do. So yes, there is. I just don't know when that is. And, I really have a passion for seeing women be more, do more, and have more, but from the right place. So, so it could be around that, but time will tell.
Yeah. And that's very important, because time will tell. So, and you're absolutely right. When you start taking care of your body and, you know, journaling, you mentioned, is very helpful, like putting it out. Last night before I went to bed, I go, maybe, you know, here are the things I feel, but each day write it out. So they know I'm trying to communicate. So I listened to a seminar on a podcast about trying to explain to your doctor what's actually going on. But the doctors prefer to see your journal entries more than hearing us speak it out. They rather see it and read it. Oh, I have a better understanding now. They're able to see what's going on. And, you know, I think it's one of those things. Doctor, I'm willing to work on me and try to heal myself. I'm going to do it this way, but also I need your help because some of this is happening to me and I don't know why. And I'm trying not to think the worst of the worst. You know, it's just, I think that balance between. Now, I hope and pray for my sake, I can just do this all my own and I heal quickly and it's beautiful and I can get back to this energy level of stuff to do. So, it's everybody's different. That's the first thing everybody needs to know on this show. Your body, listen to it if it's screaming, okay? If it's not, and you can contribute to let me see and focus and work on it, go that route. Like, but, you know, that's what we're getting at is when you can hear your body saying, we got a problem. That's when to be a little alert and advocate for yourself. You know, that's the key thing. So, other than that, so, okay. I'm looking forward to the book. I know I want to write two books on my end too. And I'm just like, time. It's about time management. When do I do that? You know? And then I was talking to my boyfriend earlier and I go, I have ABCD planned in my head of what I want to do, but I need to like really dig into it and see if this is an opportunity. So he's like, he was very supportive. Yeah, go for it. So I'm now just trying to tap the water and see if that is something that I can manage and do. So, but we're trying to make the best out of this world. And, you know, I always say as much medical I've been through, I don't know. I treat each day as a blessing when I'm here, but what can I do to have fun and be able to save up and go to the places I wanted to see? So I'm starting a little bucket list as I go and just focus on getting that money, you know, to go and show kids the world. I've never been to Colorado. I want to go to Utah for some reason. I want to go on a swamp tour. You know, I'm just kind of like, I want to be everywhere with my camera still. So I have all these goals. Just got to get there.
I come to Toronto.
Toronto. Yes. I hear it's so beautiful. So yeah. And what was it? Niagara Falls. I think the eclipse went over that way too. And I go, how cool would it have been to be there to see the eclipse? Yes. I was just like, you know, and the one thing, nothing bad happened, you know, with the eclipse. Thank you, God. I did watch one reel, and as a photographer with my camera, I was capturing the same thing people are talking about, but it was the reflection. Now, I've always asked this in the photos, what is it reflecting when you're taking a picture of the sun, a tree, and the sun's coming through, and you see either a blue or pink or, yellow glow. You're like, what is that reflecting from? But they were saying they analyzed it with that same glow because it was showing a little half ring, even though we could see the bigger one. But there was three of them. So they were talking about the different dimensions and it was reflecting from that. And I go, wow, you know, I never thought of that. That could be absolutely the thing. I remember I did one picture of a lady many years ago and we were at a park. Not even straight up, but I did a picture of her, but it looked like right next to her foot, it was rainbow colored in the shape of a girl with a dress on. And I called it a rainbow angel. Like I couldn't explain it. And pictures, it captures different things. I was doing a portfolio and this guy where I took him for one of the pictures, it was like a tunnel. It was really cool, rustic looking, but for some reason, his face turned into another face of a different man and he kept his original face. It was just, and you know, sometimes I'll tell my clients, this is really weird. I don't know why it happened. You are welcome to see it. And if you want to, and I showed him, he goes, who's that other man? I go, I don't know. Like that was really weird. I have a picture also when my grandma passed, my dad, with Christmas Day, I took a picture of my dad. But you can see my grandma coming out of his face. Like, and I had a long talk with my dad. I go, you're holding her back. You've got to let her go, you know, be at peace that she's still with you. And I showed him the picture and I'll put it up on my Facebook time to time, but it's everybody sees it. And it's great. You know, people who don't believe in ghosts or spirits, when you have a picture saying, huh, this is it. Yeah. So that speaks volumes. So, you know, harnessing, even with grief, we take on different things that can challenge our health and everything. What would be the one thing you